Here's what I'll say. Two things before we begin. First, one of my dear friends from Miami Beach, Dr. Pinchas Konigsberg, texted me yesterday that, you know, we should learn extra for the Jews in Florida and those people who are, you know, having difficulties being misplaced in this time. So it's important for us to have them in mind. You know, the second thing, we just gave in, you know, a packet in the productions. You write a packet, you write the date, and, you know, it hit me, you know, that today is 9/11. So, you know, as we go further away, we tend to forget, and we tend to, you know, we should have in mind the Kedoshim of 9/11 Jews and in the non-Jewish world as well. There was a Talmud who learned in this place, Medrash here, was a Talmud of mine who was a victim, you know, Mark Rosenberg, as a Chorna Levracha, who was a victim of 9/11. A lot of, you know, we don't have to mention everything, but it's something that we should, you know, keep in mind. The Kedushas HaChaim. So Shechter once pointed out the idea of the Kedushas HaChaim, that life is sacred, and 9/11 represented a chilul of Kedushas HaChaim. In the whole world, and something we should keep in mind, to value the Kedushas HaChaim, and it could be, if I wouldn't have filled out the form, I wouldn't have been Olal Daiti. Yeah, but it's, you know, as soon as I was filling out the form, 9/11. It's something to, you know, keep in mind. As I said, as we move further and further away, you know, sensitivity sometimes wane. So you should have that in mind. Okay. As I told you, we started Kuf Tes, and we didn't finish yet even the first packet. Don't worry. This is Yisodus, so it doesn't pay to rush through Yisodus. In the end, everything will get done. Don't worry. I've done it enough times to let you know that. Okay. So we mentioned last year Machloikis, the Rambam and the Rosh. Chad betray Batal. Rambam and Rosh both say one person can eat all of it. And the only Machloikis was the Vasach Asonat. And the Pashas is, like Rabbi Sal pointed out, if you read the Rashba, it's only in the Rabbanan, this Machlokes. I mean, the Rice, everyone should agree. The Gra, I told you, Shas Kohen told me, said at the Shear, and told me, said at the Shear, that the Gra was a Sivkot and Hay, where he seems to say that that it's a Daraisa, that's the Taich. You see, in general, the way it works in the world is the lomdim always like everything to be a daraisa. Because if it's a daraisa, then it's a yesoidus sticker. And the people who are, you know, not as hooked on the lomdus, you know, it's okay for certain things to be derabanan. And then, you know, like Shechter once pointed out, machlokas the chasanish, the preskrov about something, you know. So, I think when we're learning with Rabbi Gnat, he wants it to be a daraisa, because then you can say a lumdus, and it's a fundamental. Mm-hmm. But it's a derabon, and it's just a technical, sometimes a technical thing.
Like Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg in his yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, the guys were coming late, to breakfast, and he said no breakfast after 9 o'clock. So people weren't really paying attention to that from Musa.
Yeah.
When he said, if you eat breakfast after 9 o'clock, you're a Goslin, that settled it.
Okay. Yeah, so Rabbi Tuchman just pointed out that he wasn't 100% convinced that the Gra held that way, because the Gra is Mitzayin, the Tosfos in Pesachim, in the Tosfos of Shnei Shvilin, in Pesachim on page 15 in Yudam Valif, and you know the question of if you have Rishus Arabim, Safik Tum of Rishus Arabim, so it's Tom is Tohar. But if the two people come to Vasachas and ask the Shaila, so then it'll be just, if we know for sure there was only one place and not the other place, so then one of them has to be really Tameh. So if they come Zachazah, you can say your Tohar, your Tohar. But we know there's a mace under one of them. One of the streets had the mace. So if it's Bevasachas, you have to pass them, then it'll be Mechumr. So Tosa says that's only Midrabbanim. So the Groz Mitzayin, that Tosa is also in that place. So that's what Rabbi Tuchman was mayor, that maybe even the Groz you could teach. And like Rabbi Yisrael Frankel was saying to me, you know, read the Rashba, it seems very clear, like Rabbi Sal said, that it's Midrabbanim. So... But since I heard it from Shas Cohen, so it made a roshim on me. You hear things from Shas Cohen, it makes a roshim on you. You should probably say Kerem Yoshua, that's the safer. Kerem Yoshua. Okay, let's say that. Okay. Now, talking about... And so everyone agrees, the Rush and the Rashba agree that it's a din, you know, that you can eat both of them. The only question is, Mevas Achas.
You
mean three of them, yeah, right, three of them. Rush and the Rashba. And... And then we saw Tosfos said Shema that you shouldn't be by Shnei Bnei Adam. But that Shema, okay, Shema, maybe, you know, it's not like the. Now there is a Rishon that the Tosfos read. Rav Shachter always says if you want to give a Chabura, you should speak on the Tosfos read. Because the Tosfos read is always the Mechadish. He always says Givaldic things, but in the halachic world, he's not, you know, the Shitas are not, you know, necessarily the ones that are the most prominent Shitas. But so I wanted to point out to you, you know, and then of course this Tosfos read, you know, doesn't make it even to the page of the Shulchan Aruch. But his shita is that if one person would eat the three chatichos, he's chayv doraisa. Chayv doraisa. And so where is this Tosfos rid? So it's a Tosfos rid in Bava Basra. Now what in the world does Bava Basra have to do with the So there's a famous sugi in Bava Basra on page 14 of Lamed Aleph on the base, where the Gemara says the Itmar Beis Kite Idim Machisho Zuzu. So you have like this: Reuben Shimon is one set of Edim, Levi Yehudas are the other set of Edim, and they Machisho Adim Bezdim. So it's not Hazam, it's Hachosha. So they're arguing on a certain fact, whether it happened or didn't happen. It's not like Imanu, you're not saying it didn't happen, you're saying, well, you couldn't testify. So that's Hazam is a different thing. But Hachasha is, I'm saying certain thing happened at a certain time, and he's saying it didn't happen. So we're arguing on the, so somebody's lying here. Someone is lying. But we don't know who. So what's the status of these Edom for future here? So in this case, it's a stalemate. Because you can't, in other words, if I say that 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, Reuben left Shimon money in this place, and he says, no, it didn't happen. At 2 o'clock, Reuben didn't left Shimon money. So obviously, so he's not going to be chayav the money, because it's the machish each other, so the edus falls out. But now, Rabbosai, what is it? One of the kitos edim is possible. Either Reuben Shimon are the liars, or Levi Yehuda are the liars. One of them. So what do you do for a future case? So the Gemara says here, Lam Ralph on Vay, page 14, it were based keep the aid of Mamakisho, Zoazu, Amarabhuna, Zo, Bobif Neatmo, Mido, Vizu, Bobif Neatmo, Mido. So as long as, in other words, each of them can operate independently in some future case. Because each one, like the Onigyota says, is a Cheskas Kashrus, so they could be made in the case. And they can be made a case, and will be motzi mamon in some other case that in the future. So they have a cheskas kashrus. They have a cheskas kashrus. And Rav Chista says no. Hadi sadi shakri lamalu. He says no. It's a suffix, so they're all no good. They're all no good in the future case. It's a suffix psul. Now, but kuli amalo pligi, for Reuven and Levi to be aiding together in a future case, there's one guy from Cat A and one guy from Cat B to be together in a future case, that for sure is no good. Because the mafshach, the metzias is, that either Reuven and Shimon were the liars, or Levi Yehuda were the liars. So it could be that Reuven and Shimon were emes. It could be Levi and Yehuda emes. But Reuven and Levi together, that for sure is no good. That for sure is no good. Because Mamadavshach, so either he lied or he lied. So again, you could always say the other one with the shakranim, but to take it off. So the toast is read on page 16. Discusses this sugya and says on the top of the left. Zel domel l'mash pirashi b'per gira noshe. She missed arba chaticha achat shol chayil v'shtaim shol shuman he betel barov. Wudu lo la'odim likach es achas mehem la'ochlo. It was ruba az linen. But if you have chad betray, you could eat it. U shlosha b'nei odim nami mutu la'ochol shloshtom. And you have 3 different people, they could also eat it. V'ein oshem toloi nogi alu b'shtei chaticha, yeah. Avon pishe shloshem b'nei odom mutarim lechol shloshem im odom echar ochol shloshem mevi chatas. Shehare birur ochol chaticha shol chayel. In other words, so if you have chad betray, and one person eats all of them, it's a deraisa. It's a deraisa. Not like the Rosh and the Rashba start on the Hanukkah, for sure it's bottom. And then the question is, Vasachas, not Vasachas, but they both agree that if it's not Vasachas, the Mecha can eat it. And we saw that the Tosis and Kuf. And now I'm showing you the Tosis Rid. So it's a famous Lomdisha Tosis Rid. So obviously his idea of what Bittel is very different than the other Rishonim. He sees he's assuming sort of like it's a sort of like a Taliyah type of thing, and therefore if you don't have a Taliyah, and the Taliyah has to be that not that if I ate one piece now and the second piece, the third piece, so Manashah, I ate the piece. You don't say, well, every second you could say not. In other words, sort of like what the Gemara in Eidus, if you're going to take Reuven and Levi together, so of course it's not good. So that's the it's a famous shita in the world of Lamdas. It doesn't make it into the world of Pesach Halacha. Now you want to say the Yesh Omrim in Tosfos is like the Tosfos Ritter. Is that what you're saying? You could say that. I'm not so, because the Lashon is too par for me. What's his Lashon? The Shema. Yeah, Shema. You know, it's mashma that, yeah, maybe, you know, it'd be better that you shouldn't have one person. But, you know, that's too much of a too par of a Lashon for me to think that he's really saying that like the Tosfos Ritter.
Now that the Yeshayim and Shulchan Aruch isn't, he's saying it doesn't come in Halakha, doesn't the Tosfos Ritter come in the Yeshayim and Shulchan Aruch come?
Well, the Yeshayim is the Tosfos in the Chul. In Pal? Yeah. Okay.
Why can't the Tosfos Ritter? He's asking all three.
For one person.
One person, yeah.
Right.
For one person.
I understand, but he's not saying
one person.
Yeah, I understand, but Lamaisa, the Beis Yosef is the Shulchan Aruch quoting from the Tosfos and Chulin, which is the Lashon Shema. So, if the Beis Yosef were, you know, was quoting the Tosfos Rid in his, that's my opinion here. But if you want to. You know, but that's right. Okay, a couple of more things that I wanted to show you. There's a sefer called Shari Yosher, page 10. And that's a very important. Also, you know, these are the big yesodas, so I allow myself to give you a little things that are not 100%, you know, in the halakha. But this. The Shari Yosher is Rav Shimon Shkop. Rav Shimon Shkop was in Telz, in Grodno. He was here for a short time. A lot of the big Rosh Yeshivas were Talmidim of Rav Shimon Shkop. Our own Rav David Lifshitz, Satzal, who was a Rosh Yeshiva here for many years, was a Talmid of Rav Shimon Shkop. You know, Shimon Levitz, all this. A big Rosh Yeshiva. So he wrote this sefer. Rav Shechter says over that his father-in-law really wrote it. That means that the Torah is of Rav Shimon Shkop, but he was the one who Rav Shimon got to write the sefer.
New printing.
Yeah. Okay, so he wants to say the following distinction. I told you before there are different types of rov. So there's a bittul barova taruvus that we discussed, and then there's a concept of azlinen basaruba. So azlinen basaruba is the case where you have you find one piece of meat in the street. So there's no mixture. One piece of meat in the street, and there are nine kosher butchers, one treif butcher, or vice versa, nine treif, one kosher, whatever it is, and you find one piece of meat in the street. So can you eat that meat from the street? So it depends. Which is the if there's the rove butchers are kosher butchers, then good. If the rove are treif, then not good. So that's the idea of Azlin Basaruv, as Chazal Hess points out, that's the Kol Deparish Meruba Parish. Now, Bez Hashem, later in the year, we'll talk about what if, you know, if you found it in the store versus you found it in the street. The simple case that we're talking about now is found in the street. So it's already parish. So you follow Rove. So let me ask you a question. But in the end of the day, it could be that the 9 kosher butchers there, 1 treif butcher, it's still possible that you know, he got it from the from the non-kosher, right? It's still possible. But, you know, halacha gives us, you know, halacha gives us ways of determining our hanhaga. You know, halacha tells us you can follow rov. Rav Shechter once mentioned to me that, you know, in the OU policy, they don't use bittul barov. They don't follow rov. Why? What, they don't believe it? No, because he said they do it as a choshen mishpah type of thing. Meaning, because when a person gets a product with OU, he thinks that he's getting something that's totally kosher. That there's no treif ingredient whatsoever. Nothing. And so, even though you could have something that's treif in it, and then it's still kosher because there's a din of bittul, but they don't want to fool their consumer, so to speak. So that's a policy. That's a policy. It's not, you see, certain hechsherim, they have their policies. They have the right. Whatever policy you want. But that's why there are certain things that might not have hashkacha that still might be kosher mikra din, but we'll have to learn about that, you know, more. But that's a policy.
But, I mean, but what's the condition? I mean, look at Chilu in Bat Mitzvah Chilu on behalf of Israel.
Okay,
and
so
I'm sure Bidi Evid is Sonnet on Bitlo. You have a $5,000 run and something gets in there. You're not going to be Sonnet on Bitlo in that case. And so they say, no, we can't take that. It's all, even Bidi Evid, they're there to judge their policy. I mean, I know it's the.
Yeah, not right. In general, not. Okay.
What is the least.
Now, let me ask you a question. What if in the end of the day, you have 9 kosher butchers, 1 treif butcher, right? There's one piece of meat in the street. I see it. I know the halacha. Take it home, eat it, geshmak, everything. Then, the next day, somebody says, you know what? I put a piece of meat in the street that I bought in the treif restaurant, the treif butcher, and I put it in the corner of da-da-da, and it turns out that it was treif. But he had a right, the fellow had a right to eat it al pi din, because he was following rov. But now do we say he needs kapara? He needs tshuva? Al chet shechatanu l'fanecha b'machal v'mishta? You know? Does he need? So Rav Shimon Shkab, he writes that, yeah, he says, an flinan pasaruba is a hanhaga. It's a hanhaga. In other words, what's a hanhaga mean? Hanhaga means we don't know what the metzias is, so we could say just throw it out, you know. But the Torah doesn't just tell us to throw it out. HaTorah chasa amamon shel Yisrael. We don't just say, oh, just throw it out, throw it out, throw it out. No, we don't say that. We follow what the halach is. So the Torah gave me the right. But if I find out the Metzias was not that way, then in the Hanami, I did an aveira. B'shogeg. But I did an aveira. He did not very b'shogeg, you need kapara. So Rav Shimon Shkab says like this, when you have bittul barov or mamashat haruvas, so then, if you say you're not a tosis rid person, you're eating, you know, you eat all three. So vada, you're eating one of them. And afal pi kein, it's mutter, because the din of bittul barov is like the Rosh says, the heter, the isis nisapich. But Rav Shimon wants to say that when it comes to Azlin and Basaruba, that's just the Hanhaga, and the Hanhaga is called Zman, there's a Safek. But once I find out in the Mafreya that there really isn't a Safek, even though if I would have found out beforehand, then obviously I have to stop and I can't eat it. Even though the Rove, because it's a Hanhaga, it's not a Birur, it's a Hanhaga, this is what we don't know. But once we know, so, and if Lamaisa you found out after the fact, after it's well digested, you didn't, so it comes out that you didn't aver. And you need kapara, you need tshuva. And that's what he writes here on page 10. Chaynirli borosha emesui lufi pashtas hadvarm that din nazlin abasa ruba v'din bitl barov heim shnein dinim nifrodim. V'hevdel b'neim hua ini shakasavdu bitl mishapech ha'isr l'heter. Uvidin called the parish miruba parish heter hanhaga. In other words, bitul barov is in this hapech, but called the parish miruba parish with a piece of meat in the street, it was an hanhaga. Velo heter mitzias. Misvada acharkach sheochal iser chayv kapara. So that's his yisod. So that's an interesting nekuda that I wanted to show you as well. Right, because when it comes to, when you have a tarubis, that's a tarubis. When you have a tarubis, it becomes heter gomer. This is not a tarubis, it's one piece of meat in the street.
There's
a statute
of limitations?
There's no statute of limitations. You did an avera, and you didn't 10 years ago, and you didn't chew tshuva. You clap al chaytis yom kippur. You know, you still have to. I mean, still you still should do tshuva as long as you're alive. You can do tshuva.
Is this like even if I eat this yogurt and I eat that one piece?
For what?
I think I have a part of me, and one piece fell in, and it was on the right hand side of the thing, and you also identify it. It was a certain color. And I ate only that piece, and someone comes and tells me that piece was trait. I'm saying this isn't a gate even then. Is he saying it's mitzad by a tarubis that piece of kamon? I don't know what piece of meat is, and therefore it's muscle, or because the mitzias of the din tarubis is that it doesn't like.
Well, tarubis is einu nikra ha'isr.
Right, but I'm saying, well, let's say by yavish v'yavish, where I ate one piece, I didn't eat any other piece, I ate one piece. Would this still be the thing? Like, if it was still a piece found it in the street, but I just found it in the pot. And I was able to identify it was that piece, only that piece.
You mean, to you it was a nigger b'shas maisa?
Right, it was a nigger, but it's the same scenario where I only ate one piece, I didn't eat any tarubis, I just ate one piece.
But you have three pieces of meat.
In a pot, yeah.
They look the same. Well, I say they look different, but to me, I don't know which is the Isser, which is. But then, probably you could, maybe you could have been Mavar then.
You could have been Mavar then? But by the time I'll get to be Mavar, it's possible, it's finished. Because he's saying it's a din in Tarubis. Like, the din is, bottom no matter what, and, like, it's not.
Tarubis is bottom. Tarubis is bottom.
Tarubis is bottom because I can't be Mavar.
Right, tarubis is bottle because it's einu nikker, so it's bottle. So you want to say what happens
if it's nikker?
If it's nikker, then there's no tarubis.
You're saying, but
that's not because the bittel didn't work because you didn't deserve to get bittel because it was.
Why didn't tarubis not tell?
Okay, so to answer your question fully, you have to wait till packet 2.
Is there a reason that by the case of Teisha Chanuyos, why Dafka Teisha could be three Chanuyos?
Right. There's no significance to Teisha.
Right.
Teisha mi Yodea, Teisha ni Yodea. So, okay. Then, okay, there's another Yisod that we have to know about. Take a look on page 19, Mishnah in Trumos. A lot of the halachas are Yerodeya, Mishnais, throughout Shas, in Trumos and Orla. So it's good to have knowledge in the Mishnais. You ever hear the name Rav Hirsch Glickson? You ever hear that name? Son-in-law of Rav Chaim. Son-in-law of Rav Chaim's name was Rav Hirsch Glickson. And Rabbi Mandelbaum, he was the librarian here from 1948 to 1998, so he knew all these people or about them. So he says Rav Chaim was impressed by his son-in-law's Bekiyas and Mishnais. He was thinking, Rav Chaim, you know, London, his Bekiyas and Mishnais. He was he's impressed by. So the Mishnah in the Truma, what's it in Truma? Truma is Botel Be'echad Umeya. A Truma of Truma is Meiser Olam Be'echad Umeya. In other words, if it's Min B'mino. Say you have one Truma apple and 100 Chulin apples. And then one Truma apple falls in the 100 Chulin apples. So it's Botel. It's Botel Echad Umeya. If it's 99 chulin and one truma, and now you don't know which is the truma apple because you can't tell the difference between truma and chulin. It's a metaphysical difference. It's not a physical difference. So now all the things you have to eat the Ketushas truma. Right? So what if one truma falls in to 100? One truma apple falls into 100 chulin apples. What's the din? The din is that it's batal. But, so good, it's batal. So the problem, what's the problem with this halacha? The Torah has a din bittal, so it has a din bittal. I'll tell you the problem. The problem is that truma is not just an isser. Truma is mamon hashevet. Truma It's a monetary possession, a monetary possession of the Shevet Kahuna. So, if something gets bottled, the Kohanim lose out. The Kohanim lose out. So, there should be a problem with saying bittel by Truma. You see, by treif, okay, so no one loses out. It's my food. It's my treif food. It's my kosher food. So, bottle, no one loses out. But here, if you say that it's ois truma, it's not truma, so then what? So then the Kohanim lose out. So that's why the Mishnah says, page 19, v'tzorech leharim, going over to page 20, that whenever you have truma being bottle in chulin, so it's bottle. But what about the mamon kahuna? So you have to take one apple and give it to the kohanim. Even though meikar din, it's batal. And the is off. But, as the Yerushalmi says here on page 22, fourth line. Hacha ad Amar Tzarech Lahar Rav Yaakov Zvidi Shem Yerachonot Mipnei Gezel Hashevet. It's Gezel Hashevet. So since it's Gezel Hashevet, you have to be Merim. But Lachora, that should only apply to Truma. Right? But the case, if I have the treif piece of meat and the one McDonald's, the two McDovitz, So there's no Gezel HaShevet there. So Rashi in Avodah Zarah on page 23 and Dalet Amud Aleph is Mechadish. That there's a din of tzarich laharim by all bikkurim.
What?
In other words, if I have something treif that fell in, had its bottle into heter, so I still have to take one piece out and what? And throw it to the dogs. So at least, you know, you could say, you know, this is the Sir Lazozo. You know, this is the treif piece, ke'ilu. Even though you could do the bottle. So Rashi extends the din. It's a chiddush, but it's the rush. That's what he says. V'chadash shadi leklovim. The end of that Rashi. In other words, and the Rush argues, it says on page 24, Mashapirish Mashlich Echad Lo Yadana Lama. He says, I don't know why. He says, that's only by Truba, Gezel HaShevet. But Rashi is a Chumrah. The Chumrah maybe not to confuse it, you know. So you know, in the world of, if you're going to, people are not going to be able to know chilukim between shuma. You got to tell balabatim one rule. They're not good with knowing differences. Even though in your world, of course, it's shuma, they're not shuma. Yeah, but that's because you're a yeshiva boy, so you understand these chilukim. Balabatim, they don't understand these chilukim. So you got to be, you know. So that's the din of Rashi. So Rashi was mechadish this chumrah of tzarech laharim, whatever it is, bittul. And this is quoted, the Ramah quotes this Rashi on page 29 in Shulchan Aruch. Yesh machmirim l'hashlich echot o litein l'goy. And that comes from that Rashi, Avodah Zarah. And the poskim, the Shari Dura here, Hagos Shari Dura, quotes it as well on page 26. And that's what the Ramah quotes. There the word in Shalom Vashem, there are a few of them. Oh, he says, here the new Shalom Adavka of the Chaimon Deng Tzarek Lahashlich Achas. Shekvar Nogu Ha'olam Lizrok Achas. Farnogu olam lizrokachas. You should always, whenever there's bittel, just take one and throw it away. So we could say this is the one.
It's hard to pray, aren't you losing out on the road if you do that? So isn't that detrimental?
Yeah, but look, if we didn't have the din bittel, we would have to throw out all three of them. So the din bittul is we could eat three. So the Chumrah Rashi only two out of the three. Yeah, of course you're losing out. Anytime you're going to be Zorik, you're gonna lose out. But that's what we came.
The Chumrah Rashi is not far away, throw it out.
Yeah, I mean, right, so it's maybe Gzeiratu, maybe, So we should look like a Taliya type of thing. It shouldn't look, people shouldn't, you can give creative svaras and whatever creative svar you want to say. Yeah, you want to say that, you can say that. Maybe. No, there's another halacha we'll, as Hashem, maybe talk about later, the future packet, that Maman ain't a bata. That there's, like Rosh Hashanah gave an example. So you have 10 nickels, and then one of your nickels falls in. I don't know which one it is. So I said, oh, now I can keep it. It's bata. Moment ain't a bottle. Right? Okay. Okay, a couple more things. We're still almost finishing up this packet. There's still, but again, all these important Yisodas. I mentioned last time that there is a discussion, what is the story if somebody wants to be machmir on bittul. So first, there's a piece in the Shalach HaKadosh. The Shalach HaKadosh is a very important halachic source. It's always kedai to look up all the pieces of the Shalach HaKadosh. So there's a famous Gemara in Brachas. Look on page 30. Tzadi Aleph. He says, Al Zeh Shamati Bir Hamamar. You see where it says Tzadi Aleph. Bir Hamamar Bebrachas Perkama Amrab Chiyah Mishmei De'ula Godol Hanene Miyagia Kachot Yosem Yirei Shemayim. It's greater than one who is nana migia kapo yosem. So simple pshat means person gets a job and makes and it's a panasa. So maybe that's greater than somebody who doesn't. Okay, whatever. But he says a different word. He says you know what it means. Nana migia kapo means somebody has a shaila, so he works it through to see if there's a heter or not. And if there's a heter, there's a heter. The Yerushimayim, he's the guy who says, the Shaila, just throw it away. Throw it away. So he says, the high Madrega is Yerushimayim Korig Bekam Misha Hu Machmir Matrif. Hava Godo Mimeno Misha Miyageh Betorah Velomed Asher Nizbar Lo Shemutar Bachila. Zehen Nenem Yegiyah Kapo. Yadav Rav Lo Betorah. Right, so that's an important yisod, to know what because a person who sometimes people call you up with a shaila and they say, well, but we already threw out the only thing is what about this, and why did you call to find out whether you already needed to throw out the this we already of course we threw that out right away, and who says maybe. So that's the importance of Koroch the Hetera Adif. Of course, that doesn't mean that everything goes. I mean, not everything is a valid Heter. That's why you have to learn seriously to know what's a valid Heter and what's not a valid Heter. So the Bnei Yisachar on page 31 quotes this same Gemara. And he discusses he quotes the Shalach HaKadosh. That's the first paragraph here on the right side. And then on the left side he says the top line, Nei Shalach Kol Pizeh Im Kein Dover Isser Shenis Arev Beheter Nesbata Al Pi Torah. Chaz betray. Vishav leheter. Vechadesh yishvar. Imkei lama lefomim asru chazal. Kigon yovish biyovish chaz betray. Hine nizbad al pitor. Muto lecho kol agimu. Vun nesivu meis Hashem yisprach. Imkei hech bo chachomim achron tzivu lashli chaticha achas. So you see, they were, you know, Rashi Shita. The time of Penny Damish, he shlichu ha'isr. They didn't see me as Hashem, I should dafke yochlu ha'isr. So he says, so the first thing that he says is, let's look back on the right side for a second. I don't want to get into the Kabbalistic things he's talking about here, but he says, okay, the daiti had tzi'ira. First word in line is tzi'ira on the right side. Aim derech achzidish v'ashakam anoshim nogimu silsul v'asim shalolechol min shum machal shayar lov sheyos chacham kam shudom v'poshul v'or dinul heter v'olidei taruvis v'shishim v'kayot tzivoy ki v'daiti adro v'mitzvahu yochlo anovim yisbol. He says it's a mitzvah to, if the din is that it's mutter, then it's a mitzvah. It says mutter. So what's pshat in the Gemara Chulin? The verse says that it was a midas chasidus lo achalti bebehema shahora b'chacham. Right, someone said, I never ate from an animal that there was a shayla that there was a shahora b'chacham. Why not? So he says, "Hayne dafke b'milsa d'talia b'svara." He says, "That's only b'milsa d'talia b'svara." But something that's open and shut in, there's no svaras here. Tad betray bottle. It's not a milsa d'talia b'svara. See, milsa d'talia b'svara, you can make a mistake in svara. So even though he thought this, the person who passed in the shayla thought the svara was a good svara, you want to be machmir not to rely on the svara. But bittle is chad betray bottle. There's no reason to be machmer. That's what the Bnei Soscha write. But the Isav Heter on page 32, the Isav Heter is a classic sefer for Yoredeya.
Yeah, so
that
they did it
because of what they do it's more Kabbalistic thing that he's talking about. You can take a look. That okay for us. Let's talk like Chazan has said. Maybe it's sometimes they're afraid it will mix things up.
Yeah,
no. Right, so that they could do. But if you stand, you want to say, but I don't rely on Chad Betray Bato. So that the Chachamim, it was something that the Chachamim didn't make so then you don't have a right to say that. So that's what Rav Shechter said, that's a policy. There was OU is not saying something that doesn't have an OU is trade. It says we're not putting our stempel on it. We're not putting our stempel. Right, so this is what we're endorsing. We're endorsing these things. But it doesn't matter. They're not endorsing, so they're not endorsing. That doesn't mean that that's the end all of be all of the whole world. They're not endorsing, so they have the system. But the Issa Veheter, interesting, says V'dachgel hosif l'horos treifas acheres yoshal inu shemonu chacham asher v'min rotzol l'hachmer l'asma shalu lechol ben behema ov v'min kol dover shenishol olav l'chacham. If a person wants to be machmer v'min tafshir shenov ol shenimtza bo iser v'chli yesh shishim He says, "A reshus biyadom, that you don't want to be involved in the shaila." I mean, something that you had the animal was about to die, and you hopped in and you shechted it right away. So that's a question whether so maybe there's a chashash and a shechita, etc. But others disagreed with this. Take a look here on others disagreed and say, no, that's not right to be machmir. On shishim and the regular halachas. Well, yeah. So that's the, he says, if you look in the Piskei Tshuva on page 33, so he quotes this whole discussion. In the end, he says four lines from the bottom. Shuber easy b'solus l'mincha. Shekasa b'shem taras ha'ashem demir sharotu l'hachmir linhog yisra b'dover shalomatzinu shechmir amoroi don shammanis shedispatel b'shishim v'b'klisheini havikimo apikorsis yatzchus har v'asedu lokum ha'shekasa v'isra v'heter. So he says that the taras ha'ashem argues with the isra v'heter. That the isra v'heter says that if you want to be machmir, so it's like kedoshim to you. And he says, no, nothing to do with kedoshim to you. This is mutter. It's not kedoshim to you. Kedoshim to you, things that are mutter and you overindulge in kedoshim to you. But this is no, nothing to, so this is a, to the, so this is the okay. The Taurus Chattas, if you want to look at it on page, you want to see it inside. The Piskei Tshuva is quoting from the Solos L'mincha, that's on page 34. So the Chayin, because of the Das Mari, Mashal, Harotza L'hachmi L'hinog, Yisra B'dovash L'matzinu, Shech Mir Amorai, Shesvad Shish M'klisheni, Havi Kimo Minus. So that's the Solos L'mincha, and the Yisra V'heter was the one who said differently. He says that if there's something that's totally mutter al pidin, and you want to be machmir, that's like happy courses. You don't accept the heterim of the Torah. You're making your own religion up. The Torah has isurim. The Torah has heterim. It's not all about just saying everything's awesome. So he says, and then let me introduce you to another sefer, page 35. Let me introduce you to the sefer Taurus Chattas. That's written by who? The Ramah. So the Issev Heter, that's Rabbeinu Yonah. But I think Rav Shechel pointed out, not necessarily the Rabbeinu Yonah that we know. The Taurus Chattas is written by the Ramah, and he tells you a story. He quotes the Mordechai on page 35. Mordechai, Reish Per Kol Abosa Kosov Amaram, Motza Pamachas Gvina Ben Shina Vesuda Vesuda, Lechei Hechmir Asma Shalach Abosar Acha Gvina. He said, the Maram, Marutenberg, he once found cheese in his teeth, a long time after he ate the cheese. See, one of the reasons we wait 6 hours is because of meat between the teeth. That's one of the reasons we wait 6 hours. But by cheese, we're not kosherish like that. So Myron Rundberg once found cheese in his teeth from long after. So from then on, he said, just like I'm waiting, whatever, 6 hours between meat and milk, I'm going to do between milk and meat also. So he says that so the Ramah quotes this this Chumrah. So he says that if you look in the Torah Sashim here, because then on second hour it says, because of Rashal, near Bain and Mechash, because of Maram Shayan, near Bain of Kain Minus, he came Mashal Head Mishalo. In other words, he said like this, the only reason he wants, first he quotes you the Maram inside. He says, yeah, well, let me read from the beginning. Look at Chayin on the bottom. Chayin HaMachmir Atzmo. Chuvas Maram. Ramam Rutenberg. Shashal Adoni, Shashamata Shani Noheg. Somebody heard, Shani Noheg Shalolechol Bosa Behem of Chaya Achag Vina. That I don't eat meat after cheese. Chicken, he says, Bimei Chorfi Hayiti Mislotzeitz with the Adam Osim Kain. I used to make fun of people that would wait between, after cheese, you're waiting 6 hours for your meat. He says, when I was a kid, I'd make fun of these people. Fadrba, Sharli Mari, Hayanira Bainai Kimo Minus. It's like Minus. Apicorsis. Until it happened to me. Until this thing story happened to me that I found the cheese in my teeth way after. So I made a special gezeira al atzmi lachmir. He says, "Vein bedover zekim mo cholek al divrei shas lo kemosiv." Right? He says it's not a, but it's a, you know, since it happened to him, he, you know, but it, so the marshal says. You see, they're saying that in a panami it could be minus. So if it was bol yado, okay, maybe give me machmir. If it's not bol yado, then you shouldn't be machmir. And that's the whole story. Well, one last thing I want to show you today is the following.
He didn't do anything though. I mean, just by retracting the shame of passing, it's still, why is it so common? Because he doesn't do anything.
Right, but he Dafka didn't do anything. Peshitta. Peshitta. So this is the Shaila. This is on this whole discussion, the Marsham. The Marsham is the Gadol HaDor. Okay? The Rav in Birjan. What? Huh? Yeah. Okay. Right, Rabbi Teichner told me from the nursing home, he said, you know, some people are worldwide Rabbanim, but in their own community, the people didn't appreciate these Gedolim. So Marsham is the Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Hagola. So Marsham added, Chutz Mi Birjan, except for my own city. So in the whole world, I'm the Veltz Rav, except for my own, okay. So he has the following kasha. There is a din, and Bez Hashem will talk about this a lot, of called Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. This means like this. There are certain things in the world that are usur, and they'll always be usur. But there are certain things that are only usur momentarily. Like Beit Shenolda, the Yontif for Shabbos. So it's Muktzah. So Muktzah is only on Shabbos, Sunday, on Yontif, Shabbos. When Shabbos is over, it's Muktzah. So say something gets batel, that's Muktzah. So the halacha is that Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not batel. Why? So Rashi says in Beitza, because Instead of relying on bittel, the lashon is of Rashi Achshav Tochlenu beisr achlo beheter. Instead of eating it beisr, relying on bittel, Sunday morning it's going to be mutter without any strings attached. This egg that was born on Shabbos and that can mixed in with other eggs that were born from before, right? Dov sheish lo matir einu bittel, because you can wait Achshav Tochlenu beisr achlo beheter. So Basham says, what are you talking about? Bittel is a glatta. Is a what? Is a full-fledged heter. So why is that called Achshav Tochlenu beisr? I have to wait till Sunday, so not. But I want to eat it today. But the din is not that way. It's not bottom. See, treif is not going to be mutter on Sunday. Treif is also Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But this is. So he says, so don't you see from here that, you know, the whole halacha treats bittel not to be such a pashut heter, and we'd rather you not use bittel. So could we learn from that din of Dori Shesh L'Matirin that if a person wants to be machmir, he should. So that's what he says. So is the mincha huva b'shut tshuva machmir b'shut l'motzinu jechmira moroi. He says, how can it be apikorsis? Rashi says in Beitza, on Gimel Amid Beis, feel she calls him a time in Dover Shalish Lomathim with Bodotim, ho vi yesh lomathir lachas manu, ich lenu beisr. If you, al yidei bittul, ha rei alch upon him, shem isr alav, el adatori tira, im kin yoch ala hachmir, kumo musukenes. So that's his, that was a kasher. That's a kasher to think about, right? You see, because it was so pashut that it's mamish like heter gomor. So then, why did Chazal make this sister? Okay, there's a lot to say, but let's see just what the Marsham says today. He says the din of Dover Sheish Lo Matir Lo Bata was only min b'mino. And since there's a man da omer, the sheet of Rabbi Huda in Shas, is that min b'mino is never bottle. So since you have that shita, so then they were machmir for that shita that does exist. Because there is an opinion of Rabbi Huda that bittel is only b'min b'sheinu b'mino, but not b'min b'mino. So since there is that man da omer, so that's why Chazal said, okay, so if it's a case where it'll never be mutter, so then rely on bittel. But if it'll be mutter anyway, so let's be choshesh for Peshitas Rabbi Yehuda, that b'mino is ain't a bottle. That's how he, you can give maybe other terutzim, but for today, we'll say over what the Arsham says. But in other words, Arsham is using the Rashi as a kasha on the solus of the Mincha. You understand? And Rashi Lishitoso, right? Oh, Rabbi Tuchman says Gevaldik, and because Rashi she passes like Rabbi Huda, so it works in good. So it's not because Rashi who's saying this is the pshat is the shita who passes like Rabbi Huda, so it makes it even better. Okay, very good. Okay, Rabbi Osei, I still didn't finish the supplement and the 1A, so we still will do that there's a Shema Wednesday, but. So at least the original first packet we did. So, you know, we pointed out the din of the Tosis Rid, the Sugin Bava Basra, the Tzarech Laharim, the Gezal Shevet, the Yerushalmi, the Rotsa Lahachmir, and the din of Dover Sheish Lomatirin. So Bez Hashem, I hope to see after the Shemaya on Wednesday to do the you know, the supplement and the 1A, whatever we called it. Okay.